When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
MSW Media.
Hey friends, quick note for those of you in the Denver area, I will be emceeing the Whiskey X on Friday, September 16th at the Wings Over the Rockies. It'll be a live concert by Paul Coffin and about 70 whiskey brands. For tickets and information, go to thewhiskeyx.com. And now, let's get rolling. We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. What if I told you that the Modest Paloma, and not the wildly popular margarita, is the national cocktail of Mexico? As loco as that may sound, it's true.
I want the truth!
It is the truth, Tom Cruise, I swear. There are official documents to prove it and all. It may make more sense when you consider that Mexicans consume more grapefruit soda than any other country in the world. South of the border, where the sun burns with legit fury, the cold, crisp, easy-to-make Paloma is the perfect bomb against the oppressive heat. And the smoky richness of the tequila makes the Paloma a more flavorful alternative to its closest relative, boring old Greyhound. Now, you likely won't see the Paloma on a lot of cocktail menus down in Mexico. It's more of a thing people do at casual get-togethers. You know, family reunions, wedding receptions, and the like. As for the Paloma's origin, well, it's a little murky. The drink definitely didn't come into being until after 1938, because that's when one of its main ingredients, Squirt Grapefruit Soda, was invented in Arizona. Squirt was marketed as a mixer with tequila as early as 1950, although Mexico didn't begin importing it until 1955. And really, I don't believe the Paloma started to gain traction in American bars until, say, 20 years or so ago. Here's how you make a classic Paloma. The drink is constructed right in the glass, so you don't need any bar tools. Fill a Collins glass with ice, add 2 ounces of your favorite Blanco or Reposado tequila, 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, and then as much Squirt as you'd like. I also salt the rim of the glass on my Palomas, because I'm sassy like that.
Oh, behave.
Garnish it with 1/2 a grapefruit wheel. Not a quarter wheel or a whole wheel. I said 1/2 a wheel. It matters. To me, anyway. It's worth noting that the Squirt you'll find in the U.S. has corn syrup in it, because we put fucking corn syrup in everything! So it's a little sweeter than the Squirt they sell down in Mexico. If you prefer a more authentic Paloma experience and you don't have access to Mexican Squirt, I suggest you go with a brand that's more tart than sweet, like Ting or Jarritos. As a last resort, lemon-lime soda with a splash of grapefruit juice will suffice. For added smoke factor, use a mezcal in place of the tequila, or you can go 1/2 and 1/2, mezcal and tequila. The word Paloma is Spanish for dove, and nobody seems to know for sure why this particular drink got this particular name. It's been suggested that the drink may have originally been called a pomelo, which is Spanish for grapefruit, and that somewhere along the line, someone screwed it up and the wrong name stuck. Happens all the time when strong drink is involved. At least that's what my ex-girlfriend told me the last time we got drunk, fooled around, and she screamed her ex-boyfriend's name instead of mine. Again.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
And now, as is customary, I'll leave you with a joke. Speaking of exes, a few years ago I was at the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., when I spotted someone who I dated for many years. She was on the other side of this great hall filled with all these artifacts, including the original Star Spangled Banner, George Washington's battle uniform, and Dorothy's red slippers from The Wizard of Oz. I wanted to go over to my ex and say hello, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Too much history between us, I guess. That's going to do it for this 3-Minute Bartender. I invite you to follow me on Twitter and the Instagram at the Imbiber Podcast, on Instagram at WWD_podcast. Until next time, peace.